The coronavirus pandemic has substantially affected the insurance industry from an underwriting and investment perspective. That's the takeaway from a new report from Fitch Ratings, which also projects State Farm won't be alone atop the auto insurance business much longer. Ryan Denham speaks with Fitch's Managing Director for Insurance, Jim Auden, about the report, starting with the unprecedented move by auto insurers to give back premiums because their customers are driving less. Insurers have given back over $11 billion so far. That is still less than what they have saved from fewer crashes.
Underwriting exposures in auto, people driving a lot less miles, and you know, their cars spending more time in the garage than on the road, that's changing the risk exposure and the experience. Insurers see that, and you know, they're trying to respond to it with various reductions in premiums or dividends or discounts on future renewals. But I think right now they're probably still catching up on that. And, you know, a lot of it is in insurance, the folks who price insurance, you know, they're looking to see what's an aberration and what may be a shift in trend in their experience. So that'll take time to see. And, I think we'll see more premium reductions in the near term going forward. Really, the question is, when do we get back to more normal driving experience and the inevitable more normal claims frequency?
So, Jim, when 2020 is all said and done, what sort of financial year will it have been for insurance companies?
It was probably poised to be break-even underwriting profitability in 2020. And I think with the changes we've seen, that change in experience will probably lead to better results in auto insurance than the prior year. And, you know, hard to say the magnitude of that, but we would think better. And, many of these companies, they're personal lines writers, so they also write homeowners coverage. And, you know, always the bigger variable of uncertainty for those companies is catastrophe experience each year. So we're in the middle of hurricane season now, and you know, you just can't tell if there'll be a big event or not this year.
So you've talked about trying to tell the difference between aberration and a trend with staying power. In that context, then, if people are driving less and auto insurers have fewer claims to process, does that mean insurers will need fewer people to do all that work? What's the impact on workforce here?
Well, definitely not immediately, right? I think that companies, you know, they'll budget for those shift in trends over time. But longer term, the insurance industry, I think, you know, has been investing in technology to get more efficient and, you know, operational efficiency and better analytics and pricing and claims, you know, to really boost performance that way. You know, I think over the long term there has been some workforce reduction as technology comes in, but more so I think the nature of jobs in insurance has changed. So, you know, I read a lot of stories about how there's an aging workforce in insurance and they're challenged to bring young people in and, you know, college graduates. And really, you know, what the talent that's needed today is a little different than the past, that you need people that are, you know, technologically proficient and, you know, can do advanced analytics and things like that.
State Farm has been the biggest auto and homeowners insurance company for quite a while in terms of market share. Do you see that changing soon?
Homeowners insurance, they've been by far the biggest writer over the long term, and they write about double the premium of Allstate, second largest writer. And, you know, I think that relationship will probably stay the same over the longer term. In auto insurance, very competitive business, and if you are watching sports on TV any given weekend, you can see that with, you know, inundated by ads from all the major writers to buy their coverage. And in that line, State Farm's biggest writer, but they've been challenged by significant growth, particularly from Geico and Progressive. So they've been growing at a faster pace than State Farm for some time, and you know, if you just extrapolate those growth trends, we think Geico and State Farm will be pretty much neck and neck in auto by the end of 2021.
Why is Geico catching up on auto?
They do it profitably, too, and you know, definitely they see it as an attractive business. They have distribution and technology that has helped them succeed over time, and yeah, they also have a lot of capital behind them.
That's Jim Auden from Fitch Ratings speaking with Ryan Denham. In a statement, a State Farm spokesperson says the company remains focused on providing the best products and services to meet customer needs and has no intention of ceding a leadership position.